It's the fourth and final hour for this Wednesday morning here on First Up. Karolnik and Cooley Acovo with you. Welcome Sal Capaccio to the program in just a moment. The Buffalo Bills sideline reporter for WGR. Big game tomorrow night for the Bills in New England. Prime time Thursday night on Amazon. Primetime, Coco. If you look at Josh Allen's record in primetime in his NFL career, excellent performances.
Do you have the record or no?
I do. Somewhere. You know what Guaranteed would know exactly what I'm referring to? I probably should have brought it up before I brought it up myself. Is Sal Capaccio is on the line. Sal, can you help us out?
What's
Josh,
up, Sal?
Josh Allen in prime time. He's a stud, right?
He has been. He actually, I think, man, after last week, I have to look now. You guys, oh, man, I wish I would have had this right at my fingertips. I know that, like, going into last week, I think, or maybe after that, him, it goes like Peyton Manning, then him, as far as number of, you know, maybe rating or touchdowns and numbers, but he's definitely up there, one of the best all time, and guys have a certain amount of games that he's played in those situations. And last week, with the Thanksgiving Day game, he's, I think, the first quarterback in NFL history now to win on Thanksgiving in all three time slots.
Oh, yes. Interesting. I like that one.
For the Bills.
So I have found the stat that I was referring to with regards to Josh Allen in primetime. 78 career total QB rating in primetime, second highest by any QB since 2006. Peyton Manning first, Josh Allen second, Mahomes third, Drew Brees fourth.
So what you're saying is that I should still start him in my fantasy team.
Oh, for sure.
Week,
oh, for sure.
It's on the road in New England.
Yes, I think so. But Sal is the better man to ask because Sal, I mean, Josh Allen started out, what, the first 5-6 weeks of the season, was the prohibitive favorite with regards to the NFL MVP. He was unbelievable. Hasn't been as good in the last 6 weeks. What do you attribute that to? Of course, the injury definitely plays a factor, but how confident are you that we're going to see early season Josh Allen once again?
Well, I think the injury obviously plays a role in this, right? I mean, he hurt his elbow on November 6th, and, you know, there's definitely been, you know, some issues at times where you could see that that's been bothering him throwing them the football. I think the play calling as well has reflected that a little bit. They haven't really been driving the ball downfield. I mean, they're longest pass the last couple of weeks was really that Stephon Diggs play at the end of the game, and they didn't go to that until they needed to go to that. There's been a couple of they've tried down maybe mid-range passes, but nothing really deep. I think that's part of the issue as well. We also didn't see him have any designed runs until the fourth quarter of that game when they needed them. So I think that's all been, you know, partly what's been going on. There's been some, you know, some protection issues up front with some injuries on the offensive line, especially last week. Look, I don't know if we're going to get back to Josh Allen, MVP Josh, that we saw maybe after weeks 3 through 6 or 7 or whatever. But I definitely think that we can get back to seeing Josh do a little bit more than what we've seen the last few weeks. And in fact, guys, this week at practice was the first time since the elbow injury he actually was a full participant in practice. He had been limited or did not practice at all since the injury up until this week.
Well, that's encouraging for sure because as a player, you'd probably want to get back into your normal routine and feel like yourself out there. And if that's the case for Josh Allen, we know the last time they played the Patriots and what he did to them. Let's hope
throttling.
Yeah,
47 points. Yeah. Josh Allen and the Bills put up on Belichick in New England,
including the I think it was the second last game of the season last year in New England too. I think they put up over 40 points again as well in that game. And what's your gut feeling on what you expect tomorrow night in New England? Obviously, it's a big divisional game considering how everybody in the AFC East is a relevant team this season. But what are you expecting in tomorrow night's game, Sal?
Yeah, I just was looking at some numbers, and I know that the Patriots and Belichick have actually struggled against some mobile QBs, not just Josh Allen as of late. I actually just tweeted this out, you know, while I was on the air with you guys at Sal Sports on my Twitter account. I went through the last, since week 13 of last year, and I totaled it up. You know, they've obviously had, it's not every quarterback they've faced, but if you take just the quarterbacks that've kind of had some success against them, more of the mobile quarterbacks, they've run for over 400 yards, and there's only 8 games in there, what I've counted. And that includes Josh Allen running for 39, 64, 66 in the playoffs. Lamar went for 107. Fields went for 82 this year. I think that's the key right there. What I expect is the Bills to use Josh Allen back to what we just talked about a little while ago. I think the Bills are, you know, that's their best weapon right now. And we know that the Patriots, they can run the ball. They want to run the ball at least. They've kind of struggled a little bit lately, run the ball as much as they want to, but they have so many weapons that they can throw to. They don't have the true elite number one receiver. What they have is a bunch of really good receivers, Ramondre Stevenson out of the backfield. You know, the Bills are going to have to defend all of that. They're going to have to defend the whole field on them, no doubt about that, because of those receivers. But I think on the offensive side, this comes down to Josh Allen and maybe what he can do. We saw him really go off against the Patriots a couple times, and I think they're going to make a concentrated effort to take him away. So that's what I expect, is the Bills to kind of turn to that and say, hey, they've had some issues there. We've had success there. Let's try to go back to that.
Our guest is Sal Capaccio, Bills beat and sideline reporter with WGR in Buffalo. What do you expect with regards to Friday's visit to Buffalo for Odell Beckham Jr., assuming he gets on the plane and gets off of it in Western New York? Sal, what are the odds that he stays in Buffalo?
Well, if you listen to Von Miller on his own Voncast podcast, you know, he thinks that Odell will stay here. He won't even leave. But we'll see. You know, I think Odell, you know, it's got to be the right fit. It's got to be the right financial opportunity. I know this. The Bills aren't going to just, you know, go out there and break the vault for him. And they can't. They don't have the salary cap space to do that. The Bills are going to put a value on what they think that, you know, he's worth. And they're going to have, you know, I'm sure a negotiation at some point if it gets to that point. And, you know, you have to see what he wants. And, you know, what role is he looking for? What financial situation is he looking for? You know, I do know that from the reporting that was happening a few weeks ago that Odell maybe might want to go somewhere where he's not just a one-year guy. He's not just coming in and then going to leave in the offseason. And that might benefit the Bills. Maybe they can say, hey, look, we can structure a contract where you're here for a few years. You're here with Von. We can push a little money down the road, make it a little bit easier for all of us and Palpable to have you here. So what are the odds? I'd still say that to me it feels like the Cowboys might be the front runner just because Jerry Jones really wants him, it seems like. He's very open about that. It is Dallas. It's a big star. It's a market that I think Odell would probably want to fit in. But look, Von Miller's here. The Bills have a legitimate shot at the Super Bowl. Josh Allen's here. I think that the Bills are still in this thing for sure.
Speaking of Von Miller, Sal, how concerned are you with the injury that he's dealing with right now?
Oh, very concerned. I mean, look, we don't know exactly what's going to happen. But I know Von feels that he can come back based on what he said. He was on his own podcast last night, his Voncast, and he said that it is not great news, but it's not the worst news. He said, I did get hurt. I don't have an ACL tear. I do have a lateral meniscus damage. He said he's going to wait 7 to 10 days, which, by the way, is all the reporting we heard on this anyway. So it feels like that, you know, Ian Rappaport and Jeremy Fowler and those people were kind of plugged into Von and his camp throughout this whole thing and reporting it correctly, which is 7 to 10 days. Today would be, or tomorrow would be 7 days. See where the swelling goes. See what he can do. He said, I feel like I could be back before the Jets game. Now, that is on December 11th. That is only 12 days from now. That might seem like a little bit aggressive of a timeline. I will tell you that Von Miller is a very, very positive person. He's a very positive thinker. He likes to keep things, you know, thinking about things in a positive way and be optimistic. So, look, he is not guaranteeing he's coming back. I think it sounds really good that he might be able to come back, but we have to consider the possibility that he might not be able to. Have to consider the possibility that he can't play on a brace. Have to consider the possibility that he has to have surgery and he's done for the year. He's going to have surgery at some point, right? And I think the next 4 or 5 days, maybe week, are going to tell us a lot more. Von is pretty sure he's going to come back. I just know that Von is also a very, very positive, optimistic thinker, and let's hope that he is right in that regard and he is able to play with the brace on and that he doesn't have more damage or anything else that shows up after the swelling goes down where he can get back.
Yeah, they definitely need him, and hopefully, if it takes a couple more weeks to make sure he's back for the playoffs, that's going to be even more important for the Bills.
Right.
Sal, I got to ask you because 2 weeks ago when the Bills got their game pushed from Buffalo to Detroit, obviously because of Snowmageddon that you guys had over there, and it was a crazy amount of snow that Buffalo did get, the talk of a Bills dome came up again. And I want to know what side of the fence you stand on here when it comes to a dome stadium. And I don't know if everything's been approved yet in Buffalo. We saw the renderings of what the new stadium will look like. But did what happened 2 weeks ago with the game actually getting rescheduled and played in Detroit spark up the conversation of maybe the right decision is to have a dome stadium in Buffalo?
I think from the outside, that was a discussion. Never once inside, never once with the Bills, Erie County, or New York State. And here's why. Guys, they could have had a dome in Buffalo being played in and being used the game still would have been moved. It had nothing to do with the dome. It had everything to do with the fact that nobody could get in and out of Orchard Park, period. It was a safety issue. It was medical personnel and EMS and how can people travel? You just couldn't get essential personnel into people who needed it at their homes. This had nothing to do with playing at a dome stadium. This had everything to do with the vicinity and the community and where everybody was. So I think that from the outside, you look at those pictures of Highmark Stadium and all the snow. Oh, I can't believe they can't play in the stadium. Had nothing to do with the stadium. They couldn't move. Nobody in Orchard Park could go anywhere. Think of all the things they had to do just to get players to the airport for the game against the Detroit Lions and get everybody to the facility and try to have, I mean, we had coaches meeting players at their homes. You had front office people meeting players at corner stores just to, you know, get them out of Orchard Park. So sure, from the outside, I think that has been a conversation. It would not have mattered. It has nothing to do with the situation.
Sal, thank you so much for doing this for us. Always great to have you on the show. Should be a good one tomorrow night in New England. Enjoy it. We'll chat with you again soon.
You got it. Thanks.
That
thanks,
is Sal Capaccio from WGR, the Bills beat and sideline reporter. I am fired up for that game. Might be sitting beachside. Maybe find a nice pool bar tomorrow. Watch the Bills and the Pats. Think so.
Good for you, man.
Think so. It'll probably be raining, though, in Mexico when I go because of you.
Only if you bring it with you.
No.
Just don't pack it in your suitcase.
There's nothing. I will not be packing any rain with me in my suitcase. Legendary patients deserve a legendary hospital. Help us build the new SickKids by becoming a monthly donor today. Your donations will help build an expanded neonatal intensive care unit, new state-of-the-art operating suites, and deliver more care to more children in need. Go to tsn1050.ca to become a monthly donor now. Your donation will be triple matched every month for a whole year. And tune into News Talk 1010's Gift of Giving for Sick Kids December 15th from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. to hear how your donation will help save the lives of our most vulnerable children. We'll head to New Orleans at 9:30. Talk to Todd Graffanini. I don't know if that's how you say it, but we have Sal Capaccio and Todd Graffanini.
You said it perfect.
An Italian presence here in the fourth hour. First Stop continues next.